We have this chus to begin learning Masechta Menachos. Tarek Dasha says, "Nefesh ki sakriv mincha l'Hashem." The Torah calls the person who's bringing a korban mincha, gives him a very unique title, nefesh, which we don't find that type of wording by any other of the kabbonis. The korban oila, the person is called Adam ki yakriv mem korban l'Hashem. By Karban Shlomim, it just says, Vim Zevach Shlomim Karbonoi. So Chazal teaches why specifically by the Karban Mincha does the Torah use the word V'nefesh. So Chazal says, Amar Yitzchak, Ma'an Ishtan Mincha, why is the Karban Mincha different than all other Karbonos? Shenema Ba'nefesh, that the Torah uses the word Nefesh. Amar Kresh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, Kresh Baruch Hu says, Mi Dark Lahavi Mincha. Who is the individual that typically brings the korban mincha? Ani, the ani, because he can't afford an animal. Ma'wa akasav kilo kriv nafshi lefanai. When somebody brings a korban mincha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I view that as if he brought his nefesh to me. The Sefer Torah HaMincha adds, that's why the pasuk says regarding the korban mincha, by all other kabbanas, when the Torah teaches us that the kohen gets to eat from the carbon, the Torah uses different wording. The Torah says a kohen ashichapba lo yia, and doesn't say aron v'bonav. Again, to show us how the carbon mincha is so significant, that the Torah says that aron v'bonav themselves was so anxious to eat this carbon. There are two types of carbon mincha. There's a carbon mincha that sometimes the Torah obligates us to bring that carbon mincha. And then there's a michas nadava. And when the Torah Gdosha speaks about the michas nadava, there are many different variations of the carbon mincha. One is where there's no baking at all. They just take a dough, and they make it into korban mincha. That is what is known as a minchas soilus. Then we have a korban mincha that's baked, and this is going to be a very important part of the masechta, that's baked in a machvas. Then we have a korban mincha that's baked in a marcheshes. Then we have a mincha that's baked, that the first one's called minchas machvas, the next one's called minchas marcheshes. Then we have a mincha that's baked in an oven. That's called mincha ma'afetanur. When we speak about the mincha ma'afetanur, there are two categories of the mincha ma'afetanur. There's chalos, which is loaves of bread-like cake, and rikikin are wafers. Whenever you bring a korban mincha, they're brought 10 chalos. We're going to have a machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes between Tanakam and Shimon, if you could bring half chalas and half rakikin, or if you bring something, you have to bring a full set. Tanakhama says it has to be either completely chalas or completely rakikin. Rav Shimon holds you could bring half chalas and half rakikin, and it doesn't even have to be 50-50. You could bring any combination of that. The Chazal teaches, Om Rav Yitzchak Manishtanis Mincha, we have these five different varieties by the carbon mincha. So it says, Mashal Malch Basudam Sh'asaloi Hava Suda. There's a king that somebody was a friend of the king, made the king a meal. And the king knows that this person doesn't have much money, and the person is embarrassed that he can't really provide a very significant meal for the king. Amalai, so therefore the king says, Asay, make li chamisha min atagim, five different types of baked goods, which are not that expensive, which you could afford to do, kadei shehena mimcha, that I should be able to enjoy. When we speak about the michas chayva, there's the michas kanas and michas chayta. And where the tzibur sometimes brings once a year on the second day of Pesach, the Minchas HaOmer, as we're going to learn extensively in Amasech that the Michas Omer, by bringing the Michas Omer, they could eat the Chadosh after they bring that carbon. Michas Knos is when a person accused his wife that she's having a relationship with somebody, warned her that she should not remain alone with that person, and she did remain alone with that person in front of Edom. All minchas are normally brought from wheat. This is brought from flour, and that is used as part of the soita procedure. The minchas choita refers to a case where somebody swore falsely, or somebody was summoned to say Edus and he swore falsely that he doesn't know, and then he admits that he did know. Thomas Migdash Mikdashev, he entered Beis HaMikdash, or he ate Kachim B'Shogeg when he was Tomei, where the Torah says that if he could afford it, he should bring a cub, he should bring an animal as a Karban Chatas. If he can't afford that, then he should bring two birds. And if he can't afford that, he brings a Mechas Chayta. There are three primary ingredients in a Karban Mincha. There's a Saras Soil Eschitin, the source of flour made out of wheat, a loig shem zayis of olive oil, a loig, the kaimitz levona. And then, of course, we add water to be able to mix all these ingredients together. However, the michas chayt and the michas kanos, since they come because of an aveira, they not have not oil, no levona. And as the Gemara is going to teach us, Amar Rav Shimon, bedinhu shtei minchas chayta tuna shem levana. It would be appropriate that minchas chayta should also have shem levana. Shlei chayta niska, we don't want that somebody who did an aveira should profit by not having to spend the money on the oil and on the levana. Why doesn't it have it? Shlei kabana mahuda, we don't want the carbon brought by somebody who did an aveira to be a nice carbon. Somebody wants to bring a larger carbon mincha than the minimum amount of ingredients that we spoke about, he could bring a mincha up to 60 asroinim of flour. And this is the basis for a famous statement, because once you have more than the amount of flour, you will not be able to mix the ingredients together with the oil. And even though the halacha is that the bila, the mixing of the ingredients with oil, enema kevis, is not essential. The halacha has to be able to be done. Kol sha bila, wherever you could do bila, wherever bila can be done, aim bila makevis, it's not essential. But if the bila cannot be done, then it's not a kosher carbon. The halacha is that by all kabanas, whether it's an animal or it's a bird, by designating the animal and bird and saying, I'm bringing this as a carbon, it becomes a carbon. By carbon mincha, it's not adequate that you should just verbally say, designate that these ingredients will be a carbon mincha. They have to be put into a klisharis. And the Ravid explains why. Because an animal, all you need to do is designate the animal for a carbon, and it's a carbon. And then we can begin the procedures of shechita, etc. Whereas when you have a carbon mincha, as we said and we're going to say, there's so many different steps that have to take place before you could burn it. You have to bring the ingredients, and you have to mix them, and you have to pour the oil, etc. And therefore, the halacha is, it needs to be sanctified by putting into kli sheris. The briskerov says that when the Torah speaks about a carbon, the Torah says, "Kol ashiyitem imenel Hashem yeh kodesh." It gets a kedushas haguf. But that's possible that an animal should get that kedushas haguf. But a mincha cannot get a kedushas haguf. And only way it could get that kedushas haguf, because you have a number of ingredients. It isn't just one ingredient like a behemoth where it's one animal. Therefore, the kedushas haguf could only be attained by putting it into kli sharis. When we put the oil into the carbon mincha, there are three steps. The first step is that as we have the pan in which we're going to put the carbon mincha, we pour oil. That's what's known as matan shemen bekeli. After we put in the flour, the saras silas, And then we put an oil and mix the oil and the flour together. And then we make the chalas on it. And the leftover oil, the halacha is that we put on top of those chalas. The only difference is mincha soilus. There we put the leftover oil on top of the entire dough, and then we crumble it into pieces. There's also a halacha that you have, as we said, we have to put water into the korban mincha. The halacha is that we should use lukewarm water and we should also be careful that it should be not let the mincha become chametz. And they did the lisha. They mixed the flour and water before they put in the oil. There are others say, however, that the oil was put in first. The halacha blila of the mixing and the yitzika, that the halacha is there's a machlokes. Tanakama holds it can be done by Yisrael. Rav Shimon says they cannot be done in Yisrael. That the same question would be about putting the oil on the pan. Michas Chinah says that a zar is kosher, even though there are different opinions, as we just said, about a Yisrael. Everybody is agreeable that a Nochri cannot do it. After we prepare the Korban Mincha, as we just described, the next step was that we brought the Korban Mincha to the Keren Merovitz Roimus. We brought the Korban Mincha to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. But if Hagosha did not take place, then the halacha is the Korban Mincha is still a kosher Korban Mincha. The Kohen brings that pan to that corner and pushes the Levoina, which is sprinkled, on top of the Korban Mincha to the side. And then we do on the Korban Mincha a number of steps which correspond to the steps that are done when we bring a carbon that we discussed so extensively as we finish now Masechta Zvachim. The kmitza is taking off the fistful. It's done with the right hand, and that corresponds to the avoid of the shechita. The putting of the kaimitz into kli shoris is corresponds to the kabbalas adam. Then we take that kli shoris with the kmitza to the mizbeach. That corresponds to the halachas adam. And then we burn it burn the kaimitz. That's Riches Adam. After we also take the Levoina that was put to the side. That too is put on the Mizbeach. And before we burn them, we put salt on the kaimitz and on the Levoina. Because as the Tarak Dosha says, V'kol karban minchascha v'melech timloich v'lei sajbish melech bris alakecha ma'al mechasecha. And then we have them burned. If one did not salt the kaimitz, the halacha is the Korban Mincha is disqualified. If one did not salt the Levoina, there's a machlokes if the Korban Mincha, the Achronim discuss, is the Korban Mincha disqualified. The opinion of the Brisker Rav is that the Korban Mincha becomes disqualified. Opinion of the the Brisker Rav's opinion is that if the Levoina was not salted, the Korban is kosher. Still, opinion of Chazon Ish is that if the Levoina was not salted, the Korban Mincha becomes disqualified. Then, as we said, we take the kaimitz and we put it on the Mizbeach. The Kohen gathers together the Levoina, also puts it in a Kli Sharis, and also puts it on the Mizbeach for burning. After the burning of the kaimitz and Levoina, the rest of the Korban Mincha is divided up amongst the Kohanim. It's treated like kachi kachim, that the halacha is it only may be eaten liyoyim v'layla for one day and the next night till chatzos. It only may be eaten in the azara. It only may be eaten by male kohanim. And there's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Mincha, as the Torah Kedoshah says, v'neseres v'mena yechla aron ubanov matzis. There's a difference, however, when a kohen brings a Korban Mincha. A kohen that brings a Korban Mincha, there is no kmitza. Rather, the entire carbon is burnt on the Mizbeach, as the Torah Kedoshah says, V'kamichas kohen kol tia lo'y soichel, and but everything else besides the kamitza is done similarly by mincha of a kohen and the mincha of Yisrael. So begins the Mishnah. Kol ha-menach shenik misu shloi l'shman. Any kavim mincha that was brought k'loi l'shma, the loch is k'sheris. The kavim mincha is still kosher. However, as shloi ala baal m'shem chayva, the owner does not get credit for bringing that kavim mincha. Chutz v'minchas chayta minchas kanas. That the halach is that those kavim minchas, if they were brought shloi l'shma, not only does the person who brought it not get credit for bringing it, but moreover, the whole carbon is possible. The Mishnah spoke about shenik mitzah shaloi lishman, and the point Taisa says, why was kmitza chosen to teach us the halach of shaloi lishma? Because Taisa says, because that's the first of the four steps that we identified you do when you bring a carbon mincha. But the truth of the matter is that the same halach will apply by any of the other avoiders that we identified that are done in the bringing of Karban Mincha, that if they're done Shloi L'Shma, the halach is that it's kosher al Shloi Ola Baal M'Shem Chayva. However, Tosfos does point out that the Tanufa of the Karban Mincha and the Agasha of the Karban Mincha, the halach is that if they were done Shloi L'Shma, that doesn't disqualify the Karban. And the explanation Taisus explains to us why. It's because, as we said earlier, there are four steps in the bringing of Karban Mincha which correspond to the four steps of when you bring a Karban. So by the four steps that we have, the corresponding steps, that's where we have the din of Shloi L'Shma. But since we don't have the halacha by... We don't have these two steps, the Agasha and the Tanufa, corresponding to something that's done by the carbon, by regular carbon. Therefore, there is no halacha that by them, if they were done Shloi L'Shma, the carbon is kosher, Shloi Al Baal M'Shem Chayva, the carbon is completely kosher. Furthermore, as we just discussed, when we spoke about the carbon mincha, there's not only that these procedures are done on the ingredients of the Karban Mincha, but these procedures are also done with the Levina. And the Rishonim point out that the same disqualification that applies if the Karban Mincha was done improperly, the same disqualification would apply if the Avoida on the Levina, of the Levina, was done improperly. The Taisus points out that when we speak about L'Shloi L'Shma, there are two ways of understanding Shloi L'Shma. Shloi L'Shma could be understood that you had in mind a different carbon mincha, a different type of a carbon, or Shloi L'Shma could be that you had in mind Shinui Ba'ilim, that you had a different owner, a different person in mind. The Saralach is, says Rashi in Taisus, that by carbon mincha, Shloi L'Shma, there is the same halacha as both by Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Ba'ilim. But there is here a different machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos say that even though, as we just said, the machshav of Shinui Ba'ilim is the same as Shinui Kodesh, they say that's only regarding when you burn the koimetz. Because, they explain, the burning of the koimetz of a Karban Mincha is corresponding to the Zrikas Hadam of a regular Karban. What affects the kapora by regular carbon, the Zrikas Hadam. That's where knowing on behalf of whom did you bring the carbon is so essential. And therefore, by the Kataris Kaimet, Shinu Ba'ilim is a problem. But the other avoiders, which are not the part of the process that bring a kapora to the person who's bringing the carbon, Shinu Ba'ilim will not be an issue. The Rambam disagrees. And just like we've been learning, says the Rambam, that a machshava of Shinui Kodesh applies to any of the steps involved of bringing a Karban Mincha, the machshava of Shinui Ba'ilim applies to any of the steps of bringing a Karban, of bringing a Karban Mincha. The halacha that this type of machshava is an issue is learned, even though it's primarily said by Karban Shlomim, that's where we learned so extensively in Masechta we learn all the halachas of pigel, but the Targ Dasha has a pasuk, Zois HaTorah Lo'il L'mincha L'chatus Lo'il Shem L'mluim L'zevach HaShlamim. So we learn all the kabbonis compared to Shlomim. And just like by Karmen Shlomim, an improper machshav is an issue, so too will be the halacha by all other kabbonis. The big machloikis that we have here is when we're speaking about an improper machshava, what does that mean? Rashi and Tosfos and many other Rishonim are of the opinion, it's only considered an improper machshava if that improper machshava was verbalized. And otherwise, it's not considered improper machshava. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam holds that even if one just had the raw machshava by thought, it's also considered an improper machshava. And actually, I saw that the Paiskim say that this machloikus has ramifications, has halachic ramifications, and the other way around as well. And that means that there are certain places in halacha that when you're doing something, it must be done l'shma. The writing of a get, the making of tefillin, mezuzahs, sefer Torah, they all have to be done l'shma. And again, according to the Rambam, who over here says that the definition of machshava is just a thought. So according to the Rambam, if one is writing a get, which we know as the Gemara Masechta Gittin discusses so very extensively, that a get is only kosher if it was written l'shma. According to the Rambam, as long as there was a machshava to write to the get should be l'shma, that would be adequate. Whereas, according to the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos, that just like Rashi and Tosfos over here say that the definition of a machshava shloi l'shma is when that machshava was articulated, so too will be the halacha by a get or by tefillin, tzitzis, that in order to have a proper machshava l'shma, it's not just enough that you thought about that machshava, but you had to have verbalized that machshava. The concept of when we speak about a machshava l'shma, so there's a very big discussion how we understand the concept of shloi l'shma. Because we know, as we discussed at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, stama l'shma, that if there was no specific machshava one way or the other, the assumption is that it's kosher. The halacha is that it's kosher. What happens when somebody has a machshava shloi l'shma? So what happens is that machshava of shloi l'shma, the way Rabbi Leib Malin explains, breaks the stama. That means the halacha tells us stama that without any specific other thinking otherwise it would be kosher. When you explicitly had a machshava shloi l'shma, that breaks the lishma. That breaks the stama. The Brisker Rav has a different understanding. He says that the halacha is the carbon is always done lishma. What stama lishma? The reason shloi lishma is possible is because there's a new halacha that a carbon that was brought shloi lishma becomes possible. It doesn't break the stama. It's a new halacha. The shloi lishma is possible. And what is the nafkamina between these two approaches? If somebody had a machshava shaloi l'shma, can that be corrected? If the issue is that because you had a machshava shaloi l'shma, we're breaking the stama l'shma, so all you need to do now is have a machshava l'shma, and then the carbon will be fine. So the best example I could give is what we discussed many times in Masechta Zvachim, is after you shechted the animal, and when you shechted the animal, you did the Kabbalah Saddam on the animal, you had a machshava shloi l'shma, so it breaks the stama l'shma, but now it can be corrected. How would it be corrected if there's still blood left to do Kabbalah Saddam? Do that blood, do that Kabbalah with a machshava l'shma, and you'll be fine. But if the Brisker Rav is learning that the shloi l'shma is a psul, it's a new disqualification of the carbon. So then the halacha would be that once you did it shloi l'shma, that disqualifies the carbon. once that disqualifies the carbon can never be, that can never be rectified. The halach is that all these kabanas are ksherim, the kosher, el shloi ola lebalim l'shem chayva. That the halach is you don't get credit. And they have to bring a new carbon, and the new carbon has to be brought l'shma. So the question is, what is Rashi coming to teach us? Of course, you have to bring it l'shma. So I saw that the Sefer Taras Kodesh says a very bichidish. He says, even though we're learning that the halacha is the stama l'shma, so Hashem says this for it as well, even though we're learning stama l'shma, so now I'm bringing a new carbon, and we ought to apply the concept of stama l'shma. Says the Sfas Emes and the Taras Kodesh, since you here once brought this carbon shloi l'shma, then the halacha is that this, we cannot rely on the stama l'shma. And Rashi is teaching us now the new carbon has to be brought with the machshavas l'shma, and you can't just rely on stama l'shma. Continues the Mishnah. Milchus Chayta, Milchus Kanas, Shekim to Shloi Lishman. So you have a Milchus Chayta, Milchus Kanas, that would, the Kamitza would done Shloi Lishma. Or Shanasim Bekli, or was put into the Kaili, as we said, that after you do the Kamitza has to be put into Klisharis, and it's put into Klisharis Shloi Lishman. For Hailach, or the Halacha of the Kaili, of the Kaimitz to the Mizbeach was done Shloi Lishman. Or the Hector, or you did the Akhtar of the Kaimitz, Shloi Lishma, or Lishman, or Shloi Lishman, or you did any of these Avaidas, a combination of Lishma, Shloi Lishman, or other way around, Lishman, Shloi Lishman, Lishman, you did it the other way, that if you did the Shloi Lishma, and then you did the Lishma, and all these cases, Psulis, the Kaimitz Apostle. And the Mishnah explains itself. Ketzad, what is meant when we said Lishman v'shloi Lishman? If you had in mind, you brought a Kameches Chayta, and when you brought it, you started off with the Machshava that you're bringing it, L'shem Meches Chayta. And then you also had a Machshava that you had, that you bring it, L'shem Meches Nedava. And as I saw, the Tres Yisrael explains that the entire difference here is, what is the purpose of bringing the carbon? But as far as the procedure of how the carbon is brought, the procedure is identical. That doesn't help, and the carbon will apostle. Shloi Lishma v'lishman, what does that mean? That he had a machshava, again, you bring your mechitz chayta. At first you had a machshava mechitz nadova, which this carbon is not, which is that this mincha is not. And then you had a machshava l'shem mincha's chayta. The halacha is that the carbon will be possible. And the Rambam, of course, points out that even though the Mishnah here, when it's giving these illustrations, is speaking about the carbon, that the carbon Meches Chayta, which we're learning, if it's brought Shloi Lishma as possible, the same halachas that we're learning here would also be applicable, says the Rambam, but the other Minchas, where the Mishnah taught us that the Ksheris El Shloi Ola Baal Hashem Chayva, the only difference is, are they kosher or not kosher? But regarding all the other halachas, they are the same when we speak about this halacha of Lishma and Shloi Lishma. Ask the Gemara. Lama Ila Mishnah, what did the Mishnah have to say? Ella Shloi Ola Baal Hashem Chayva. We just said that it was brought Shloi Lishma, all the other covenants, Ksheris, Ella Shaloi Ola Baalim Shem Chayva. Ask the Gemara, listen, the Mishnah should have just said, Loi Ola Baalim Shem Chayva. And as Rashi explains the Gemara's question, that the halacha is, that Loilam Yilmed L'Adam, Loilam Yishana Adam L'Talmidai, Derek Tzara, Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Nun Amid Beis. So every word in the Mishnah is a word that is only said if it's absolutely necessary to be said. So the Gemara's question is, why was it necessary to say the word Ella? Answers the Gemara Halkam Ashmalan. The Mishnah is teaching us, Lebalim hu deloi ala l'shem chayva. This Kavim Mincha, that the Kemitz was done Shloi Lishma, the owner, does not get credit. Ha mincha gufa kshera. The Karban mincha is kosher, and therefore, even though, as we've been learning, one of the avoidas, the Mishnah spoke about kmitza, but as we discussed, it's not limited to kmitza. All the other steps in the procedure of this Karban mincha, also l'shnuye, we should not change from the way it's supposed to be done. Kedirava, as Rava taught us, Amar Rava, oyle sheshachta shloi l'shma, if somebody did the shechita shloi l'shma, the halacha doesn't mean that you're allowed to continue shloi l'shma. Also, lizuk dama shloi l'shma, we shouldn't continue, and the rest of the avodah should be done l'shma. The Chavetz Chaim points out that the Gemara says in the Sefer Lukutei Halachos that even though the Gemara said oyle sheshachta shloi l'shma, also lizuk dama shloi l'shma, it's not only the zrika that should not be done shloi l'shma. The same halacha is that the Kabbalah should not be done shloi l'shma, that the halacha should not be done shloi l'shma. The reason Rava chose to speak about the zrika is because the zrika, he still gives two reasons. One reason he explains is because the zrika is the most vital of all the avoiders, because the zrika, as we keep on repeating, is what brings the kapara. That's one explanation. The other reason is that the Mishnah, the Gemara is teaching us a chiddush, that even though the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha were all done Shalai L'Shma, that doesn't change that the Zrika should, if you can remember and do that L'Shma, you ought to do it Shalai L'Shma. Furthermore, says the Chavetz Chaim, even though we quoted earlier in the Shir that the Halacha, as we learned at the beginning of the Sechta Zvachim, is the Stoma, when you bring a Karman, the assumption is, in the absence of anything else, it's l'shma, and you don't have to necessarily have a machshava l'shma. When is that the halacha, says the Chafetz Chaim l'kutei halachas? That's when there was no shaloi l'shma involved in bringing this carbon. But if, let's say, the kmitza, the shechita, were done shaloi l'shma, and now, as the Gemara is teaching us, you want to do the rest right, and you want to do the Kabbalah and the halacha, the zrika, etc., properly, there you cannot rely on stama l'shma. There the halacha will require that since you started here with shaloi l'shma, if you want to correct it, you can't just rely on stama, you have to have a machshava of l'shma. The halacha is, the Rashba says a chiddush, that let's say, we're saying that if you did the shechita shaloi l'shma, or you did any of, then the rest of the avodah should still be done l'shma. But the Rashba says a chiddush, that let's say you started doing the shechita shloi l'shma, and then you realize that you're doing the shechita shloi l'shma, even though the Gemara, as we're going to be learning now, wants you to correct yourself, the halacha is in the next avodah. The shechita was done shloi l'shma, make sure to do that kabbalah l'shma, make sure to do that halacha l'shma. But in the shechita itself, once it was done shloi l'shma, there's no need to try to correct that. Ibai Seima, says the Gemara, how do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Ibai Seima Misvara. It could either be said that we learned this from a Svara, or Ibai Seima Kra, or we could say that this we learned this halacha from a Pasuk. And the Gemara explains itself. Ibai Svara, what is the Svara? The Svara is the Shum the Mishani Ba, because you had a Machshava Shloi L'Shma, Kol Hani Lishnba V'Nezel, does that give us the right to continue having Shloi L'Shma Machshava? Whatever you could do, you could din. There's an interesting question that the Chavetz Chaim asks, that when we speak about Machshava, so as we've been learning, there are two types of situations. There's Shini Kodesh. You had in mind, as we're going to be learning very extensively in the Gemara, the long carbon, and the Shini Bailim, that you had in mind the wrong owners. So the Chavetz Chaim questions, if this halacha that we're learning, that if you brought the carbon with a machshava shloi l'shma, do the rest with l'shma, is that only when you did it with a shini kodesh, when you had in mind the wrong carbon? There the Gemara is teaching us, try to do the best you can in fixing it. But by shini bailim, you already had the wrong owner in mind, and that owner won't have any kapara with this carbon, so it doesn't make a difference what you do. Or is it even by shini bailim that the Gemara says that you should try to correct whatever you can? Says the Chavetz Chaim, And if our Gemara just taught us a svara, that if you did something wrong, try to do the rest right. So therefore, that svara is applicable both by Shinei Kodesh and by Shinei Baalim. And since that svara is applicable by both, even by Shinei Baalim, even if you did the shechita, kemitza improperly, try to fix it as best as possible. Vibay Seminar Gemara says, we can learn this halacha kro based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Umaytzis v'secha tishma v'sisa kasha nodata l'shem alakecha nedava." When somebody wants to pledge to bring a carbon, there's two different ways of pledging. There's a neder and a dava. A neder means somebody says, "Harei alai carbon, I'm obligated to bring a carbon." And if then somebody goes and designates a carbon, and that carbon, that animal that you designated lost, got lost, died, but you said, "Harei alai," you took a personal obligation to bring a carbon. Therefore, you have to bring another carbon. But then there's a nedava. The nedava means, he says, "Harei zula carbon." He designated a specific animal as a carbon. And then if something happens to that animal, then the halacha is, you obligated to bring that animal. And if that animal can't be brought, you don't have any further obligation. Having said and explained that there's a difference between a neder and a dava, this pasuk now becomes a difficult pasuk. Because the pasuk says, "Moitzis v'secha tishma v'asisa, kasha nadat l'shem al-kach nadava." First the Torah uses the word neder, and then the pasuk uses the word nadava. And as we just finished explaining, neder and nadava are not the same. So if neder and nadava are not the same, how are we to understand this pasuk? Neder, says the Gemara, neder. How could you use the word nadava? Neder who? Didn't the pasuk say we're speaking about a neder? Karle neder, says the Gemara. How can we call the same situation a neder and a nadava? Says the Gemara. What the pasuk means to say like this. If you brought the carbon properly, that means you had a machshavas lishma, yay neder, you will get credit as the neder. You said, "I'm obligated to bring a carbon." If you did it properly, you had the machshavas lishma, then you get credit that you did your neder. Vimlav, if you didn't do it lishma, yay nedava. What does that mean? It'll be considered that it's only in a dava, and the neder application that you took upon himself, that you have to bring a carbon, will still remain. Now, so that means, even what the pasuk is saying is that even if you did it shaloi lishma, the halacha still is that you're going to get credit. It's kosher. El shaloi ol l'baam shem chayv, you have to bring another carbon. And if that's the case, says the Gemara, nedava mishar l'shnui bay, does the Torah allow us to bring a nedava improperly? Of course we have to do it properly. And therefore, even though it was done, even though you're not going to get the full credit, you should do it properly. Suggest the Gemara, Lema Masnisen, the Loikrib Shimon. Should we not say that our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Rav Shimon? The Tanya of Shimon Omer, Kol Menachah Shenik Mishu Shloi L'Shman K'sheris, all Kamei Menachah that were brought, that the Kamitza was done Shloi L'Shma a Kosher, V'Olu Baalim Shem Chayva, and you do get credit. Shein Menachah Stoyim L'Zvachim, because Rav Shimon says that the minchas are not like nezvachim, because he explains, there's two different types of carbon mincha that are fried. A machvas and a marcheshes. There are different ways that the Tanoim, as we're going to get deeper in our Masechta, identify the difference between machvas and marcheshes. According to Rabbi Yossi, marcheshes is a frying pan that has a cover, and a machvas doesn't have a cover. According to Chanina ben Gamliel, macheshes is a deep pan, maybe what we would call deep fryer, and machvas is a frying pan. And therefore Rashi explains that a machvas, which is a flat frying pan, that causes that whatever is baked or fried in it, the outside gets hard. A macheshes, which is deep fried, so whatever is cooked on it, the oil doesn't all get burnt up, and therefore what's burnt in it is soft. it would be the difference between a fried food and like a donut, which is deep fried. So says the Gemara, "Ein menachas time lezvachim." So Shimon says, "Why is the halacha by a mincha different than by a carbon?" As we just explained, the machlas and the macheshes are so very different. So when you're supposed to bring a carbon machlas and you say you bring a macheshes, masa machichala, what you're doing is clearly indicative that that's not what you meant. Because a macheshes is not a machlas. The same thing with machlas, that you see it's this and not that. Similarly, there's a carbon mincha that the Torah says by minchas chayta, minchas chayta, as we said at the beginning of our shir, where no oil is brought. And those carbon minchas, therefore, are called chareva, dry. And belula is a mincha with oil. So again, says the Gemara, chareva l'shem belula, if you were supposed to, if you're saying that this is a carbon chareva and there's oil, it's obvious that what you're saying is a meaningless statement. Masa machichrala, L'shem chareva. If you see it has no oil, you see it has no oil. Al b'zvach menekein. However, says the Gemara, when we speak about karbonis, it's not the same. Shchita achas l'kulon, it's the same shchita that's done by all karbonis. Zrika achas l'kulon, it's the same zrika that's done by all the karbonis. Kabbalah achas l'kulon, it's the same kabbalah that's done by all karbonis. So if Shimon's opinion is, when it's obvious, at least at this point, when it's obvious, what you're saying is meaningless, then we don't have a problem with Shloi Lishma. Even though, ask the Rishonim, that by Karbonis, you can also see that they're different. Because the halacha is that by Karbonis, as we learned so very extensively in Masechta Zvachim, there are different ways that the Zrika is done. Some it's Shtayim Shein Arba, some it's on every corner. But the answer to that is, since as we also learned in Masechta Zvachim, but the evidence, if you did one Zerika, it's satisfactory, so that's why it's not Masechta Mechichra. Ask the Gemara. But to understand the statement that the Gemara is about to make, we need to go a little further in the Gemara. The Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, as we're going to go further, is going to teach us that there is a Machloikis, there's a Stira in what Rav Shimon says. Here we learned Rav Shimon says that the mincha that's brought Shaloi Lishma, it's not a problem. But then there's another brisa where Rav Shimon says that a mincha that's brought Shaloi Lishma is no good. So how do we reconcile that stira? And based on how we reconcile that stira, the halacha will bear on what we're learning now. So says the Gemara, Hanich Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi that reconciles the stira of Rav Shimon Amar Kan, the brisa that says when he says bekaimitz machvas l'shem macheshes, when he said that I'm bringing the machvas, when he's doing something in the machvas and he says it's a macheshes, that's where Rav Shimon says it's going to be a kosher carbon. The brisa that says it's not going to be a kosher carbon is when he didn't just use the words machvas and macheshes, but rather he also said bekaimitz minchas machvas l'shem macheshes. There, Rav Shimon will agree it's possible. So now, says the, because since he didn't just say the name, as we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir, that he didn't just say that the name of the keli, he also used the word mincha. So now we can understand that our mishnah can still be consistent with the opinion of Shimon. Masnisen mincha l'shamanchehi. He used the word mincha, and according to Rav Ashi's understanding of Rav Shimon, when you used the word mincha, even Rav Shimon will agree it's possible. So that's why our Mishnah could be even consistent with the opinion of Rav Shimon. But ask the Gemara, El Rabbi L'Rova, who give different answers to the steer of Shimon, Michael Maimer, how will we be able to explain the Mishnah? And the Gemara explains itself. V'chitem k'dem shani Rabbah. Because if we're going to want to follow the opinion of Rabbah and how he reconciles the opinion of the two of Brises and Rav Shimon, can the brisa that says that the mincha shloi l'shma is kosher is b'shinui kodesh. There he holds that the halacha is that it's kosher. Kan that says that it's not kosher is talking about shinui bailim. So he differentiates between the two different types of shinui. But ask the Gemara, Vamasnisin our Mishnah, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, speaks about Shini Kodeshu. And the Mishnah says, Ktani Shloi Lishman, and the Mishnah said, Ketzel Lishman Vishloi Lishman. And the Mishnah said, what is the example? Lishimichas Chayt Lishimichas Nadava, which is an example of Shini Kodesh. So to say that Shimon says it's halacha only by Shini Bailim and not by Shini Kodesh, but our Mishnah, and by Shini Kodesh, he's going to hold it still kosher, but our Mishnah, as we just read, is speaking about a case of Shini Kodesh and still says that it's a problem. Or if we want to use Rava's approach in reconciling the two brises of Rav Shimon, can become its mincha shim mincha. If you did one mincha for another mincha, Rav Shimon's going to be hold its kosher. Can become its mincha shim zevach. There, Rav Shimon hold it's not good. But our Mishnah is not clearly not saying that because Hamas Nisan is speaking about mincha shim mincha hi, when you're doing one mincha for another mincha, and yet the Mishnah says it's a problem. The Tani, as we just read, what does the Mishnah use as an example? Shalom shmon v'lishmon. L'shem mincha, l'shem minchas chayt, minchas dov, minchas chayta. So it's both minchas, not mincha and zevach. Ella, says the Gemara, according to Rabba and Rava's understanding of Rav Shimon, we're going to have to say, machfarat masnistad like Rav Shimon, we have no choice but to say that our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Rav Shimon. So what the Gemara now does, is we said that we had these various explanations in the opinion of Shimon, and all of these explanations were offered because we have a stira in the opinion of Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, what is the stira that caused all these explanations to be offered? Because says the Gemara, v'ramid Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon. There's a stira in the opinion of Shimon. The Tanya, one price says, Rav Shimon Omer, kodesh kadoshim hi. Regarding the Kavim Mincha, the Torah says, Kodesh Kadoshim Kechatas Ka'ashim. We learn, Yeshmeim Kechatas, certain Kabbarans Mincha like Kechatas, Yeshmeim Ka'ashim. Mincha Schaita Rei Kechatas, Mincha Schaita is like a Kavim Mechatas. Lefikach, as the first Mishnah in Masechta Zvachim teaches us, Kimtzer Shloi Lishma, Psul Kechatas, because the first Mishnah in Masechta Zvachim said that a Chatas that was brought Shloi Lishma is possible. And by Michas Chayta, so too will be the halacha. However, this brisa says Michas Adava Rei Kashim. Lefika comes to Shloi Lishma Kshera, Kashim. Ma Asham, just like the halacha by Asham is Kashim Vena Maratza, Av Mincha, Nadava Kshera Vena Maratza. So we see that Rav Shimon here holds that by Michas Chayta Shloi Lishma is possible, and by other Kabbarnas, it's Ksheris Eloi Al Mashem Chayva. Unlike the Bryce that we began the Gemara with, where Rav Shimon says that Shloi Lishma is not a problem. To which Rava answers, as we saw, Loi Kasha. Kam b'shini kodesh. When does Rav Shimon hold that it's okay? When the Shini was a Shini kodesh. And when does he hold that it's not acceptable, or it's at least Loi Ola Baal Mashem Chayva? B'shini Baalim. Amlei Abaya. So Abaya says to Rava, Michti. The Torah says that we're learning the halacha of Shloi Lishma from Khatas Akashim. That's what the Brisa said. And when we speak about a Shinui Machshava, there's no difference. By Kavan Khatas, by Kavan Asham, there's no difference between Shinui Kodesh and Mali Shinui Bailim. So just like there is no difference, here too there should be no difference. Amalei Rava, says the Gemara of Shimon, explained himself. The Maseh Machich in the Kamer of Shimon Sforahi. Rav Shimon said a Sforah. Why it's not an issue? And why was the explanation that he gave? Because it's obvious that what he said, what happened here is meaningless. Maseh Machich in the Kamer of Shimon Sforahi. Rabbi Yishimon, because, says the Gemara, why does Rav Shimon use the Sforah? Because Rav Shimon is the man through Shas that's Dorish Tam the Krob. The Pasuk says, "Lesachbet begel amona." We're now going to take security from amona, her garment. Because the halacha is if you take security from somebody, and what you take from them, they need, and you're going to come, and you have to give it back to them when they need it. Here, by amona, says Rav Shimon, the Torah says we shouldn't do so, because it would be a bad rumor, it would be bad for the amona's reputation if you keep on going back and forth to her house. Says Reb Shimon. So therefore, this halacha of leisachpel beged almana only applies to a poor almana, where you're going to have to keep on going back to her home. But an almana who's not poor, we don't have this problem. And therefore, Reb Shimon says, the din of leisachpel beged almana would not be applicable. Says, so now that we see, says the Gemara, that Reb Shimon always looks at the svara, says the Gemara, machshav d'lay minkara, where it's machshava, where it's not obvious that this is what you're doing is meaningless, that the machshava that you have is clearly false. Pasul rachmana, machshav d'minkara lay pasul rachmana. When it's obvious, so though it's obvious, the whole machshava is nothing. So therefore, if it's a machshava, says Rabbah, of shinui bailim, it's not obvious that this is false, because it could be as much this individual's carbon as much as it's the other individual's. But when we speak about a type of a carbon, as we said earlier in the shir, machvas and marcheshes are very obviously different. And since machvas and marcheshes are very obviously different, the fact that the machshava is so obvious that it's false tells us to discount that machshava, and the carbon is going to be a kosher carbon.